NBC produced a program that a lot of people thought was racist and offensive to the indigenous people. And so there were complaints made to the police that it violated the crimes decree and it violated certain standards that the government of the day has held against opposition members. The Fiji television station was just reporting as journalists do, and then that's where this whole strong disagreement came from.
And I understand the supervisor of elections, Mohammed Sanim, made some tweets about this, and this is what you're objecting to?
Yes, quite extraordinary for the supervisor of elections, holder of a constitutional office, to then intervene and try to intimidate journalists on one side of this argument. And he actually entered the political field in doing so.
What kind of things did he say?
To the journalists. He tried to tell them what their priorities should be, that they should be observing other things and doing stories about other matters rather than concentrating on that story, which was a legitimate complaint from ordinary citizens against a state-run broadcaster. That broadcaster is actually paid about $11 to $12 million a year from taxpayers' money to run programs and to report the news. Of course, it's seen generally as a mouthpiece for the government.
Well, the FBC, in all fairness, has said that they are not a state broadcaster because they're not controlled editorially by the state and people shouldn't refer to them as such.
Well, we can only see from the work that they produce that it's pretty one-sided. I mean, people would say, yeah, well, I'd say that because I'm a member of the opposition. But then they produce these programs which ordinary citizens have found offensive in terms of denigrating one particular cultural group, which only happens to be about 60% of a country. We just don't think that augurs well for peace and stability. And to be produced by the state-funded, if not state-run, state-funded organization is pretty curious. And members of the opposition have spoken out about it, and for the supervisor of elections to then intervene, he's really brought himself and his office into the political field, which is very unfair because he's meant to be an independent arbiter, an umpire when it comes to elections. Now that he's shown his hand, he's made political statements, he's shown that he's partisan, and we can't have him in an office like that and to have confidence in the process that he is in charge of.
Well, what do you think should be done about this situation then?
We have called on the commission, the Electoral Commission, the Independent Electoral Commission, to send him packing. What he's done is he's entered the political fray, which is just totally out of bounds to him. His role is well-defined. When he operates within that, no one's going to have issues with him. But the political field is not for civil servants and not for constitutional office holders like himself. That's totally out of bounds for him, and it's something that is really 101 for his job. If he doesn't know that basis, he shouldn't be there.
Well, we have contacted Mr. Sanim, and he sent us an email back saying that he doesn't respond to comments made about him by political parties.
Well, you told me that before we started, and I'm very happy to hear that someone may have had a word with him and told him, again, drawn him his boundaries. But as I say, it's something that he should have known when he took the job, and he breached it. This is not something small. It's a serious thing. We can't have a supervisor of elections who's politically partisan and has come into the political field and taken one side against the other.
But he was making comments about a very significant public issue that a lot of people were talking about. He didn't come out and say, I support a political party. He was talking about an issue that a lot of people have strong opinions about. Is that not unrealistic to expect a citizen of Fiji to be able to talk about these sort of things?
Thank you. Yes, he's not a citizen of Fiji. He's a supervisor of elections, the holder of a constitutional office. And he's barred from making those comments.